Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply jumping to conclusions. Jumping to conclusions. Now, everyone likes to say the phrase, never jump to conclusions. However, that's not realistic because we always jump to conclusions. Think about it. If you're watching a movie at a theater, you already know how it's going to end. You conclude that the good guys are going to win and the bad guys are going to lose. And if you're watching your favorite sports team play on television and they're down by a whole lot of points and there's not that much time left, you go ahead and change the channel because you just jump to the conclusion that there is no way they can win. Well, jumping to conclusions is actually a good thing in the spiritual life because we serve the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. That's our Father, as outlined in Revelations 1 and 8. So it's always good for us to jump to conclusions. Remember, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yes, my friends and neighbors, as saints of God, it's okay to jump to conclusions. In fact, it's preferred because when I can think about the end at the beginning, I know that I'm always going to win. So it's a good thing for me to jump. Let's talk about how we jump to conclusions with our JUMP acronym, the four key ways to keep everything stable in your spiritual life. My friends and neighbors, that J in our JUMP acronym reminds us of the importance of joy. Yes, my friends, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11 that I know the thoughts I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. What does that mean, my friends and neighbors? What does that have to do with joy? See, I can be joyous when I already know how everything's going to end. When was the last time you recognized, my friends and neighbors, that things were going to turn out your way? Have you already realized that you were a winner, a champion, that no matter what happens, you're going to be all right? If so, then you already have a joy in your heart that nobody can take away because you know the end. The Bible tells us in Romans 14 and 17 that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You say, how do I know I can get that joy? You see, the beautiful part about it, one time I was watching I had a DVR, a recorded, a sporting event. I already knew the team that won, and the team that won was the team I wanted to win. Well, what happened was I watched the whole game. And I knew that even though it looked ugly, my team was still going to come out on top. You see, my friends and neighbors, sometimes in life, it may look ugly, but there's no reason to panic. There's no reason to get upset. There's no reason to be disappointed. Just have joy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has given that to us by his Spirit. We've got the fruit of the Spirit, and one of those is joy. That U in our JUMP acronym reminds us of the importance of understanding. You see, the well-informed will always be able to jump to conclusions. When we understand the word of God, the purpose of God, the principles of God, the person of God, and our assignment in God, it's so much easier for us to jump to the end. See, the Bible says in Proverbs 2 and 6 that the Lord gives wisdom and out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. But if I don't know the words that come out of God's mouth, it's impossible for me to get joy. It's impossible for me to go to the end. What did he say? He says in Philippians 4 and 7 that there is a peace of God that passes all understanding. Then we discover in James 1 and 5 that if we lack wisdom, all we've got to do is ask of God and he'll give it to us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, when we have understanding, everything simplifies. If you've ever been in class and taken a test that you knew all the answers to, think about how easy you breezed through that test. Everybody else was struggling and taking a long time and pondering while you were turning your paper in, coming back to sit down. You still had time left while you're seated at your desk. Why? Because you understood the test. And see, oftentimes in this Christian life, we just don't understand the test. How do we understand? By diving deeply into the Word of God, by studying the Scriptures, by attending the Bible studies, by asking and understanding the deep mysteries of the knowledge of God are already there for us. He told us that He's given us His mind, His faith, and His Spirit. So I've got to understand His Word, because that understanding helps me to pass every test. That M in our JUMP acronym also reminds us of a new word called munificence. Yes, my friends, munificence. All that word means is a heart to generously give. It means an overly generous person. If you want to jump to the conclusion and see your victory, I challenge you just to be a munificent, just to give liberally, knowing that God's going to give it back to you. Like He outlined in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Jesus was a giver. He said in Romans 8:32 that He freely gives us all things. He told us in Matthew 10:8 that freely we receive, freely we give. What do we mean, my friends and neighbors? See, I can jump to the end, and the end is my victory. The end is my success, simply by making sure I have a heart to give my time, heart to give my talent, heart to give my resources, heart to give someone an encouraging word. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all be more munificent. And last but not least, that P reminds us that we can jump to the end and see our success and see our victory if we're also willing to praise. The Bible says to us in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Then we discover in Psalms 103:1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Then we discover in 1 Chronicles 16:34, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. My friends and neighbors, instead of pouting, we should be praising. Instead of being upset, we should be in victory. We should walk through the house and sing songs of joy, knowing that no matter what the Bible has said, that thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. My friends and neighbors, let's jump to the conclusion. Let's not stay in the mess. Let's jump beyond it and realize that we are going to win in Christ. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.